You're listening to Carousel Radio. Welcome to the Carousel Radio.
On Saturday, the 14th of May, at the Spiegeltown, we launch Carousel Radio.
This event was held in Brighton as part of a Fringe Festival.
We did radio play for the Holiday House.
I spoke to the Carousel staff, volunteers and public to get their views on the event.
So I'm Ewan from Carousel Radio. I'm here at the radio launch and it's at the Osteen in Brighton. We've been getting people to volunteer with this launch and we've been performing a sketch called The Holiday House. We're giving a chance for people to be on the radio doing their acts. They can try it out for themselves and find out what it's like being a character. So they've been trying it out on the mic, seeing how it works. So people have been coming down and doing the sound effects over there, making good sound effects to go with the story.
This is The Holiday House, produced and written by Carousel Radio.
Scott and Brenda are taking a well-deserved holiday at Devil's Dyke, a beauty spot on the edge of the picturesque Sussex Downs. But what looks beautiful on the outside is not always beautiful on the inside. What follows is a cautionary tale.
It's good to get away from work and doing chores for a while.
Oh yes, Brenda, it's great to be outdoors in the fresh air.
How did you find a holiday home, Scott?
This website called TransylvaniaHolidays.com.
Right, here we are, let me find the keys for this place. Oh, that's strange. The door opened itself. I've seen one of those high-tech automatic ones.
Hello, is anyone there? There must be other holiday makers here. Sounds like they're having a whale of a time.
Oh, let's go and say hello to them. I wonder if they're in here.
Oh, they must be sleeping. I've never heard snoring like that before.
Well, maybe they're in the kitchen. I'm hungry too. I wonder what's in the fridge.
What is that?
These old fridges do make some funny noises sometimes. Let's try the bathroom.
Well, someone really needs to fix the plumbing here. The pipes in these buildings are making some very odd sounds.
Okay, the only room we haven't tried is the cellar. They're bound to be in there. Scott, I don't think her sounds we've been hearing are holiday makers.
I think you're right, Brenda. Shall we leave? I'm missing my lovely chores and day job.
Scott and Brenda ran from the house at Devil's Dyke and never came back. So, the next time your front door opens by itself, your pipes howl like a wolf, or your fridge plays pipe organ music when you open it, maybe it's a good time to take a holiday. Or maybe not.
Hi Pat, so what do you think of this carousel launch so far? How's it been going for you?
It's been really good. I've loved it. I love the story. That's fantastic. And the sound effects are brilliant too. I think my favourite part was where they were running away from the house.
Oh, so at the end?
Yeah, because they were scared.
Yeah. Well, my name is friend GJ Cranberry. And I've been doing Carousel Radio and it's been really good so far. Brenda's the lady that's married to Scott and it's based in a haunted house. I've really enjoyed doing it in front of strangers.
Oh, hi Ewan, I'm Sam and I've been working today with the carousel team on this radio production.
And what have you been doing?
Well, today I've been working with people to trigger the sound effects so that the story has some interesting sounds in it. There's so many people involved and everyone has to get together and work as a team.
The feel of this play makes you feel what inside you?
It's a bit spooky, isn't it? So I feel a bit spooked out.
Sound effects. So can you introduce yourself, please, first?
I can. I'm Rosie Blackwell-Sutton, and I'm the marketing assistant at Carousel. I'm signing people up to receive an email that will link them to the radio show and for them to subscribe to the podcast.
And your favourite bit of this play is sort of what?
It's all really, really good, actually. I think like the atmosphere that you create with the sound effects and the live sound effects is really, really cool. And the script is great as well.
And that makes you feel what inside you?
Making me feel pretty pretty scared, actually, which is surprising on a beautiful sunny day. Yeah.
My name's John. I'm volunteering for Carousel.
So what are you doing? You're kind of...
Been giving out leaflets, been trying to get people to come and get involved. I've done a bit of narrating. Done all sorts. I quite like the bit where they realise that it's not just normal things going on, it's a bit scary and they run out. It's very entertaining, it's very funny. I like it.
So what are your names, please?
Claire.
I'm Sarah.
I'm David.
What have you been doing this afternoon?
I've been participating in the launch of the Carousel Radio, and I've been doing handing out flyers, telling people about it, and narrating some of the scripts. So it's been great fun.
I got to do some of the sound effects, which was the most exciting thing ever. So I got to do footsteps.
And I bet you enjoyed it too, didn't you?
I really enjoyed it loads, and I'm really wishing they'd let me do that bit again. And I'm getting to just kind of talk to people about what we're doing over here and give them flyers and have a chat. And
yeah, I've just been helping out with various things and turning the script. That was an important job.
And your favourite part of this play so far is?
I'm really enjoying some of the sound effects. So, yeah, lots of squeaky doors, and also there's a very good laughter at the end. Evil laughter. Yeah.
I was actually going to say as well, I agree that the evil laughter is brilliant. And I really liked some of the characters. They were great.
Oh, that was a really good script as well. Yeah, written by these guys, so yeah, really great.
We did a script last Friday.
Thanks, guys, for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
We did a play 7 times, and it was really good doing it. I really enjoyed it. The first time, I felt very nervous, but the second, I felt really proud.
I felt really quite just nervous, because I didn't know who was going to come out first. So it was nervous, and at the end it was a bit more confident and a bit uplifting.
I thought Carousel Radio at the Spiegel Tent was excellent. I really enjoyed it, especially seeing my old teacher. Ewan, what did you think?
I thought the event was pretty good. The fact that they all said that it was spooky sounds, all good sound effects. So yeah, I think it went very well.
How about you, Dave?
I thought it was great. I thought all you guys as the Carousel Radio team did brilliantly. We only had one session to practice our play, and the fact that you did so well when we recorded it in front of lots of people that you never even met before live, I thought was really, really good. And lots of people enjoyed it, and I think it was a great way to make the public aware of the really, really good show that you guys produce every month.
How about you, Miranda?
I thought it was wonderful. The thing that I liked the best was the fact that everybody was able to get involved. So the people from Carousel Radio also invited the volunteers, such as myself, and the audience, and asked them if they wanted to make sound effects and take part, which I thought was a really good idea.
How about you, David?
It was very good that everyone enjoyed it and doing a lot of hard work, and we all get into it and we get our thoughts out to the audience as well, and we do it very good.
How about you, Stuart?
I think it was quite sweet, actually. I think it's quite good because it's never been created in public before. I like it when it was all going through those speakers and the public got interested in it, and it was really, really good. And I think we should do another one when the next festival happens. If we do a play again, maybe we should do different type of plays.
How about a comedy one?
It could be comedy one, it could be serious ones.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
This is some of our favourite parts of our previous shows.
We hope you enjoy the show.
And thank you very much.
My name is Stuart and I picked my favourite bit is Mistakes Show. I picked the beginning of it because it says Mistakes on it.
This is Current Radio.
Welcome to the Carousel CNS Radio Show. My name is Tony.
And this is Mrs. Lady Ewan McAdam here.
Hey, that's wrong. We have to rewind the tape back now.
Take two.
This is Carousel Radio.
This show is all about mistakes.
And I'm Christian.
My name is DJ Cranby, aka Fran.
And I'm Ewan.
And I'm Stuart.
Welcome to the show!
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability, Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
I picked Fibbed or Fact because when we did it the first time, there was no fib in it. It was just all facts. That's why I picked it. And that is from the Mistakes Show.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
mistakes.
Hi, it's Ewan from Carousel Radio, and this is the Fact or Fib feature. These facts or fibs are from the Carousel staff. Did the mistakes really happen, or did they make them up? So this is Fact or Fib number one from Gareth from the Carousel music team. Gareth played some gigs with his band in the French Alps once. When they were driving back home through France, their van broke down, and the band had to spend all the money they earned from the gigs on paying a grumpy truck driver to drive them to the ferry terminal. Is that a fact or a fib?
I reckon fib.
I'll go along with fact just to make sure.
It's a fact. Gareth had forgotten to get breakdown cover for the van, so the band came back to England with no money at all. Oh no, poor Gareth.
Oh, Gareth.
Oh dear. Fact or fib number two. This one is from David from Oscar Bright. David once made a plaster cast of his face for one of his previous jobs working with American children. However, he didn't do it properly, and when he pulled the plaster from his face, he pulled his eyebrows and eyelashes off and ended up with dried plaster blocking up his nose and ears. Oh my no! Is that a fact or a fib?
I'd say that's a fact.
Fact.
It's a fact. Really? Silly Dave. He had to go to hospital on his second day in America. He was fine, by the way. Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, so it's now over to Dave from Carousel Radio, fact or fib number three.
So, when I went to art college a long time ago, I had enrolled on a media studies course. However, my first 3 days at art college was spent on the wrong course before I realised I was in completely the wrong classroom with the wrong students and the wrong teacher on the wrong course. Is that fact or fib?
I think it's a fib.
I think perhaps it's a fib, maybe?
Well, I'm very happy that all of you think wouldn't be so silly as to make such a mistake, but sadly I was. It was a graphic design course that I accidentally went on for 3 days, so had I not ever realised, I'd be in an office doing graphic design right now. So, in fact, all three of the stories were facts. That's just how silly the Carousel staff team can be.
So that was fact or fib, the feature, obviously with no fibs because Dave forgot to put some in. Join us next month when there'll be proper fib or fact.
Yay! You've got to make sure there are more fibs because obviously there were lots of facts in there.
My name is Fran. This is my first favourite bit of the previous show. What's that sound? A family edition.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
that sound? What's that sound?
This is What's That Sound? So we have Ewan.
Hello.
We have Stuart.
Hello.
And we have Fran.
Hello.
The theme of this show is family, and we have some family-related sound effects. And as usual, buzz in as soon as you have an idea about what the sound effect is. Some of the sound effects are family characters, or they might be from a family-based show or programme. Okay? All right, here we go.
Go! Go! No! No! No!
It's got to be Homer Simpson.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, obviously, Fran, he's from a famous family. The family are?
The Simpsons.
Okay, I'm going to give you the option of getting a bonus point if you can name me all five of the Simpsons family.
Well, there's Bart, Lisa, Marge, Maggie and Homer.
Wow, absolutely.
And Santa's little helper.
Oh my goodness, and wow. You got the dog as well. So we have Fran currently on 2 points, very, very quick off the mark. Fingers on buzzers for the next one. This is maybe a little bit more difficult.
I reckon that's it's a theme to one of those famous shows, isn't it?
You're right, but can you... What's the family of the show?
Oh, the Addams Family.
Absolutely correct. So, Ewan, for a bonus point, can you name the members of the Addams Family?
Oh, God. So I didn't watch it as a kid, anyway. Sorry, Dave.
Stuart, do you know the members of the Addams Family?
I remember the theme tune for it. Okay. I don't know the actual
family.
I'll
give you a bonus point if you can tell me anything about the Addams Family at all that you know about it.
It's got the hand in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, what's the hand's name?
I can't remember.
I'll give you a bonus point for the hand. He's called Thing, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, he is.
Thing, and they've got someone called Lurch on there.
Oh, brilliant. That's another person. Excellent. You've definitely got a bonus point.
And Wednesday and Gomez.
Wednesday, Gomez, yeah.
Morticia. Okay.
Who's the creepy bald guy? The uncle.
Uncle Fester.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, fantastic. So we've got Fran on 2 points, Ewan on 1 point, and Stuart on 1 point. It's pretty close so far. Here we go with the next sound. This one is really hard. I'd be very impressed if anyone gets this. This is a clip from a film, including sort of a family.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Home Alone.
I'm afraid you're not correct, Fran. Has anyone got any ideas? It's a film. Can anyone name what the film is?
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Ooh, it's quite a tough one, isn't it, Dave?
It's from the film called The Blues Brothers.
Oh, the Blues, yeah.
The Blues Brothers. So it had actors Dan Aykroyd and one of the Belushis.
Everybody needs somebody to know.
Right, Fran gets a bonus point for knowing one of the songs from the film. So Fran's on 3, Ewan's on 1, Stuart's on 1. You might have noticed I do randomly hand out bonus points. I'm sorry about that. Next sound, here we go. So this is a character from a famous family doing an activity.
Is it the Flintstones?
Fran, you are absolutely on fire today.
Oh, my word.
Absolutely fantastic. Wow. Brilliant. Because you're so far in the lead, I'm going to give the guys a chance for a bonus point. So, Stuart, can you tell me anything extra about the Flintstones? What can you remember about the Flintstones?
You've got Fred and Barney.
Absolutely.
And Wilma.
Fred, Barney and Wilma. Brilliant. Stuart, I'll give you a bonus point for that. So you've got Fran on, I believe, 4. Stuart on 2 and Ewan on 1, I think, at the moment. So here is the next sound. And fingers on buzzers, because I think all 3 of you probably get this. It's about who hits their buzzer first, okay?
That's EastEnders.
It's EastEnders.
Brilliant theme tune.
Wow. Excellent.
I remember one of the characters in them, if I remember, but I may be wrong, but one of them was Lucy Beale.
That's definitely true, yes. Stuart, have you got any... What do you know about EastEnders?
There's quite a few characters, actually. There's Steve McFadden, who plays Phil.
Phil, yeah.
One of the famous people from EastEnders is on a number 7 bus, Wendy Richard.
Absolutely, yes.
I met in real life.
And where's my sandwich?
Can you say that in a normal voice so I can understand what it
was? Oh, where's my sandwich? That was Nick Cotton.
I met Wendy Richard in real life, actually.
Have you, Stuart?
I have.
Tell us an anecdote about that. This is celebrity gossip right here.
There was some kind of award I did, and I've met her in real life.
Fantastic. What was she like?
She was lovely.
Yeah?
She's really nice.
Excellent.
And Martin Kemp I met as well.
Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet?
Yeah, I met him as well. And Chris Ellison from The Bill as well. Met him as well.
Wow, so we expect you to give those guys a ring and get them on the show.
And the one from Changing Rooms as well.
Which
one? Money.
Is that the fella from Changing Rooms?
Yeah.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowie.
Yeah, him. And Alistair Stewart from the news team as well. I've met him from ITN.
Wow.
So I'm going to give you one bonus point for mentioning both actor Phil McFadden and his character Phil, and another bonus point for being basically a celebrity spotter. So you've got 2 points. I'm going to give Fran and Ewan 1 point each, because they gave me some information as well. So Fran's on 5, Ewan's on 3, Stuart's on 3 also. This is the last one.
Family Guy.
It is Family Guy. Well done, Stuart. Brilliant. Stuart, for a bonus point, can you name me the members of the Griffin family?
Peter Griffin, Stewie Griffin you've got, and the other one, you've got Lois as well.
There's 2 children and an animal as well. Can you name the children?
One's Brian, and Stewart Griffin is the one I mentioned as well.
Fantastic. Okay, so I've almost lost count of the scores, but I gave you a bonus point, didn't I, Stuart? So I think the final scores are Fran with 5, Stuart with 4, and Ewan with 3. So you all got loads of points, but the winner of What's That Sound Family Edition is Fran.
Thank you.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
This is a poem by Jeff Shepherd, and it's for the travel show. I picked it because Jeff used to work at Outlook House. We miss you, Jeff! This poem is by Jeff Shepherd. Jeff Shepherd is a poet, playwright and writer of children's books. This poem is taken from an audiobook of poems called Autism and a Migration of Birds. Jeff used to be my teacher in Brighton. He now lives in San Francisco. We miss you, Jeff!
On how you get to the next day. 4 o'clock. No, maybe 3:30. The upper deck of the bus is blue with 11-year-olds in school uniforms, seething, hurried, dissonant, like an orchestra tuning up. I am late. The bus is late. There's nowhere to sit. The boys pummel any resonant hollow compartment, while the blue girls cannot get the attention of teenage boys draped across the pavement, no matter how hard they slam their palms against the windows and shriek the names of dead saints. The staccato blasts of shouts into mobile phones, waking the dead, oh yes, please, wake them now. The slapping closed of vents, explosions of laughter, and what must be heavy boots on stairs. And then I see him. A 5-year-old boy stands at the front window. He sings softly to himself, tapping with his small fingers. He understands what he is hearing, as I once did, and he sings along. He knows the words by heart, tapping out the rhythm of summers to come.
Carousel Radio.
My name's Paul, and I help produce the Carousel Radio Show. One of my favourite parts has been Jason Eade's story, The Moonlit Voyage, which is a science fiction story. And this is episode 1.
My name is Jason Eade, and this is the story titled The Moonlit Voyage. The vast emptiness of space is a black and lifeless void that never seems to end. Not even starlight is able to reach this part of the universe. There is quite simply nothing. Can you picture it? No light, no sound, no gravity, and negatively cold temperatures. Just spending 2 hours alone in this void is enough to make anyone in their right mind go completely insane. To make matters worse, you start hearing things, little sounds and noises, all so distant yet all around. It is a well-known fact that it is impossible for sound to exist in the deep vacuum of space. And yet, there it was. A beeping sound that was slowly getting louder and louder, resonating with the emptiness around it. As the sound became clearer and more distinctive, Jake started to recognize it. He had heard this sound before, while on a training exercise. And with a sudden jolt, Jake woke up and realized that the ship's alarm had been triggered. Noise. There was a lot of noise.
What the heck's going on?
Jake asked himself. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and everyone, except for the bridge crew and maintenance, was fast asleep, when, out of nowhere, bright red lights started flashing all over the ship. The alarm had been sounded. Something was happening aboard the Haze. All at once, everybody scrambled out of their beds and hurried to their workstations to try and find out what problem or hazard had arisen. The CSV Moonlit Haze is a prototype starship built and paid for by Rencorp. Being the first ship of its kind, it is primarily designed for interstellar travel and recolonization. Its mission is to explore and set up outposts on new inhabitable worlds. This has now become possible thanks to the revolutionary new quantum slit space drive and terraforming technologies, which has also been developed by Rencorp. Being the most expensive ship ever designed, the Haze has very high security protecting it. Not taking any chances, the ship was thoroughly scanned twice. But no faults were detected, and no one had entered any restricted areas. A deck-by-deck search showed that all the crew was accounted for. Finally, a conclusion was made, stating that it must have been a false alarm, a glitch in the computer system. But in truth, a rat had somehow managed to sneak aboard the ship and triggered one of the vessel's internal sensor grids. Feeling embarrassed about the whole fiasco, the captain had lied to the crew, telling them it was an unannounced drill, and everything went back to normal. Finally, the big day was here. The crew was all very excited and running checks on every system on board the ship. The cargo hold and medical bays were also checked, along with the food stores and the terraforming equipment. Once the captain was satisfied that everything was in order, he held the dry dock for permission to depart. Today was the day everyone was waiting for. The maiden voyage of the Moonlit Haze.
All systems are green,
said a voice over the intercom. And as the command gave the Haze the green light, the crew knew everything was set. The Moonlit Haze fired up its primary iron engines and slowly but surely departed the dry dock. On board the station, a crowd had gathered to witness the ship leaving. Once the ship had cleared the dry dock, it positioned itself for the jump to slit space. Although the quantum drive was put through a series of tests, it has never truly been tested in the field. And as the Haze powered up its quantum drive, the captain turned to the helmsman.
Take it away,
she said. The helmsman fiddled with the controls on his console, and as he did so, a small purple tear appeared in the fabric of space, and with a flash of light, the ship was gone.
Hi, this is Ewan from Carousel Radio, and these are some of my favourite parts of the show that we've done. And the first is the seaside stories, my seaside stories. It's all about my holiday in America, and I like it because the music I chose was good, and I had a great time.
We landed in Las Vegas,
We hired a car for our holiday and we went on lots of long drives. Brani's my sister, she's at University of Manchester at this moment. That's me and Brani in Denny's. Absolutely delicious in there. We had pancakes with bacon I had on top and it was lovely. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Got me, Dad and Mum and Alex and Tom there, who are my own brothers. So we went to Yosemite Park, yeah. And one of the nicest things that you've seen in a moment was having marshmallows around the fire. But that was rather nice. We camped a bit in Yosemite Park. Although it says in Yosemite it's keep bears wild. We actually had our own store cupboard. Keep it locked at all times, otherwise you'll be locked from your campsite and whatever. So don't let bears in the fridge or whatever, or don't let bears in your store cupboard, because otherwise it could eat all your food and you wouldn't have nothing left. We didn't see any bears, actually, thank goodness. Well, that would have been absolutely terrible. So, yes. But there is quite a dreadful story to go with Yosemite Park. One of the next-door neighbours got killed when a tree crashed on her at a very young age.
A camping tragedy in Yosemite claims the lives of two Orange County teenagers, the victims now identified. They died when a tree fell on their tent as they slept.
I was asleep at the time, yes. I think it happened about 5 a.m. in the morning, I think. And then suddenly there was lots of shouting during the evening, so we had lots of banging and crashing, and it wasn't good, and I didn't like it anyway. And we were thinking, what's going on? It's just awful when that happens. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. I'll come to look for America. I'll come to look for America. Hiking in the Grand Canyon, yeah. And it was like about, in 40 Celsius? It was awfully warm over there. I think it was blue skies every day. It was glorious. Had a very nice walk up there. And one of the nicest things, we actually had a nice little bit of barbecue meals. Do you know, as soon as on the walk back, we were like, oh, we can't walk anymore. Oh, we were so tired. Oh, we want to sit down, we want to rest. Oh, absolutely exhausted. I just couldn't walk anymore. It's one of the longest walks of my life. We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Everybody lives for the music around. For me, it was a very nice adventure. It's just amazing. It was like, where are we going to visit? Where are we going to go next? This is the tent where we actually stayed in, where we stayed for about, I think it was 3 nights, I think. Yeah, we visited Digimon in California. I actually really enjoyed it, and it was good fun. That's Alex and Tom with Belle, who's one of the Disney princesses. Yeah, Belle, she was coming out, and they asked, can we have a photo with her? And it was like, yeah, all right, the boys went first. It was rather a nice thing to have, I think. We went on one ride, which was Pirates of the Caribbean. That was one of the good things that we did. And there's also this dinosaur ride that you get. And at the very end, it squirts you with a lot of water. And we were just absolutely drenched. We were soaked. It was like, when am I going to dry off? That was quite fun. Oh, yes, fireworks in Disneyland. Yeah, every year they have a firework display every year, so fireworks, just amazing. You just saw loads of flashes of colours. It was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. We had lots of flashes of light there. It was amazing. Very big. It was a beautiful, like, a nice clear evening. It was really nice, actually. Yeah, I rather enjoy the fireworks because my new favourite thing. I didn't like them at a young age, but now I do. So I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Great flashes of colour. Oh yes, I love this picture. This is Homer, Marge, Lisa and Bart Simpson from The Simpson Family. If you ever watch The Simpson show, you'll know who they are. And basically, I really wanted a selfie with them all, so I just said, can I just get a photo of them with them? And it's like, oh, yippee, I got it. So that was amazing. And apparently I found that obviously Marge is not going to divorce Homer. Apparently I've been told, so that's good news. And next one you'll see is my favourite. Selfie with Bart, yeah. We had a day there at Disneyland, and then went home afterwards in the wee small hours. Strawberry picking. So we parked on the side of the road and we went to pick some strawberries to have for later, and that was rather nice, and parked on the side, it was lovely. That's me by far, I think. I think it was about a few nights camping and then a few nights in motels that you'll see in a moment, and nice to have breakfast there. I'm going to be going on to San Francisco now. Name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. Oh, seals, yes, this was on the quay. So we walked along and we spotted these seals, and Brian can actually do a really funny interpretation of a seal laugh, pretty much. But I like that image because it really shows that they're just almost like sunbathing back. I wish I was a seal on my own. But yeah, I just wish I was, but I'm not. I'm human instead of a seal. Oh yeah, the drummer. Oh, I love this. This was in the middle of the street. He was just banging on the drum, and Alex didn't like it at all. He just, oh, could you stop that noise? It's too noisy. And it was this man singing who was pretty good. And oh, Denny's, yeah. It's pretty good having American food. So I had like a Grand Slam. It's like bacon and sausage and all that stuff, and pancakes. And that was rather nice. Oh, we love a Denny's around here. So. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music for my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again. So thanks very much for listening, and hope you enjoyed the tour around America where I stayed. Thank you. And my next favourite is Laura McGowan's song, Mum and Dad. I interviewed her recently, and I think it's a very good song, I think. This one's from The Family Show.
Hello, my name is Laura McGowan and I'm one of the Dancing Rock Queens. So this is my new song I did on the DJ course and it's called Mum and Dad. They have heard it and they thought it was brilliant. I picked that as a subject because I want to tell them how I feel and it makes them feel happy and it makes them feel joyful and it makes them feel stronger about me and who I am, and it's really good in both ways, really.
Radio. I miss when I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta. The happiest years of my life were in the mid-70s when I went to my senior high school called Strathcona, and I missed my friends. I used to have long hair because I wanted to be a hippie like my friends. I miss it. This poem is called Nighttime, Edmonton, Alberta by Johnny Schachter. Walking in the snow in the early evening near my old high school, just walking, drifting, thinking about things, sort of solitary. I really dig that So Train Coming CD you got me by Dylan, said Greg when he saw me. Oh, hi, Greg, I said. I dig Mark Knopfler on guitar. Far out, man, like, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Sounds great. The snow was gently coming down, but it wasn't cold. It was dark, and it made me feel like philosophizing sort of the meaning of life. Greg remarked, Johnny, why are you wearing just jean jacket and jeans? I replied, sort of feel laid back, but I dig the Goat's Head Soup LP you got me by the Stones. Real cool, man, like real heavy. Realizing the snow was melting, on the front of me, Greg remarked, go home, Johnny, you'll catch cold. So I went home, crawled into bed, and slept the evening away while the central heating kept me warm.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Davin. I picked The Rush Home because I liked it. I played Chico.
This is called Rushing Home, a Carousel Radio team production. It is a windy and wild winter night. Trees are blowing in the wind. Thunder crashes. It is 5 p.m. and everybody in the city is rushing home. Everybody is dashing home through the rush hour traffic. They want to get home where it's warm and snug.
Bertie looks nervously out of the window of the college classroom. Her carer, who's Juco, needs to get them both to the supported living house, as he's the only member of staff working that night. The other staff haven't made it to work as they've got flu.
And that's the end of today's lesson. Next we'll be looking at Brighton history and visiting Stammer Park. And don't forget your wellies, you may go now and see you next week.
I've got to go because staff is waiting for me. See you Monday, bye.
Hello, Betty. We got back to the house soon as possible. All the staff were off sick. I am only staff on duty tonight.
How are we getting home, Chico?
We get in a taxi. It should be here by now.
I want to go home. It's horrible weather.
I'll call the taxi company. Hello, I've ordered a taxi and it hasn't turned up yet.
Sorry for keeping you waiting. There's flooding all over the city. The traffic is murder. It could be an hour.
The taxi could be an hour.
Let's get a bus instead. The bus lanes will be clear. The bus is full.
What? We need to get home.
We'll catch the next one.
At last the bus is here. I can sit down. You wouldn't believe our story.
Did you come by sea?
Did you swim here?
This was the Carousel Radio production. You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Our next show is about body and health.
Tune in next time.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from him.
You can listen to our shows online on podomatic.com and iTunes. Search for Carousel Radio.